defense patrol. The gunships had been a deterrent, meant to protect Alderaan's system, trade routes, and commercial shipping from just this kind of attack. They gave assistance to ships in trouble, protected and assisted civilian traffic. Not all of them had been officially accounted for, but that was to be expected. When the planet was destroyed, some must have been grounded on Alderaan, and some must have been close enough to the planet that they had been caught in the blast wave. She had been certain all the surviving Alderaanian naval ships had been found. This one must have been attacked at some vulnerable moment before it could make contact with the Alliance, taken by the pirates, and the crew. She had to know where the crew was. It was like having an old wound ripped open, except this wound had never closed. She had just learned to pretend it didn't exist most of the time. She shoved to her feet and stepped up behind Island to reach the comm board. She put one of the spare headsets on and silenced the other frequencies, then opened a new one to call the gunship. She made it a closed connection, so the station wouldn't be able to monitor the transmission. Island stared at her wide-eyed, and Han said,
"Leia, damn it, stop! You're just gonna get their attention!"
Leia ignored him, too blind with fury to care. "Aegis, I know you were an Alderaanian gunship. If you tell me where you obtained the ship and where the original crew is, I won't fire on you." Leia heard Han swear. She just hoped her bluff would work. Her pulse was pounding so hard she couldn't hear herself think. She wasn't sure what response she wanted from the pirates. They would have killed the crew, or sold them into slavery somewhere across the galaxy. Even in the latter case, it must be far too late to save them. Unless she could find out what system they had been sold in. She said into the comm, "I just want to know what you did with the crew." "They've stopped firing on the freighter," Island said, his voice low and tense. Han said,
"That's because they're about to start firing on us."
He probably isn't wrong. Leia watched the sensors. The merchant freighter hung helpless in space. It had stopped returning fire and was apparently no longer able to use this opportunity to flee. The Aegis hadn't changed its position. Leia could tell from the gunship's outline that it had been augmented, though she wasn't sure exactly how. Most pirates had special equipment for locking onto captive ships and drilling through hatches, as well as other methods of subduing their prey. The comm was silent. The Aegis would be reading the Gamble's ID by this point. It was legitimate, listing the ship's original commissioning on Sullust. She hit the pickups mute to tell Han, "Keep heading toward the station."
"Yeah, your worship. I thought we'd do that."
He checked the sensors again.
"You could have waited until we were a little closer to the station's defense perimeter."
Yes, she probably could have. If I was in my right mind, Leia thought, I would have. She stared at the comm, willing it to respond. Then the comm beeped, and a voice from the Aegis said,
"Who are you? How did you know this ship was Alderaanian?"
The voice spoke basic, and Leia thought it might be human, might be female, but through the faint but persistent static, it was hard to tell. She hesitated. Despite her hopes, she had been expecting to be told to go to hell, or to be told that the crew had been spaced, or that it was none of her business, or most likely to get no answer at all. This sounded as if someone on the ship was willing to talk. She turned the pickup on again and replied, "I recognized it. I'm a survivor of Alderaan." Urgent now, the voice said,
Tell me who you are. Tell me how you survived."
Han leaned past Island and hit the mute on the comm board again. He said to Leia,
"They want you to keep talking."
"I know that." Leia bit her lip, tried to push aside her anger and fear for the fate of the Aegis's former crew, to think this out logically. If they're trying to stall us... Earnest and worried, Island said, "If we stall them, the station might be able to send ships out here to help the merchant freighter."
"That's the point I'm trying to make here," Han
said, exasperated.
"We're the ones who should be stalling them,
So why do they want me to keep talking? Leia finished. She glanced at the sensor screens again, but the Aegis still hadn't moved, and the gamble was too far away now to get a weapons lock on the gunship unless it changed position. Tell me how you survived, she thought. Why that question, phrased that way? She pushed Han's hand off the mute and said into the comm, I was off planet. Why do you want to know? Tell me who you are. She hesitated, her heart pounding, and spoke on a hunch. Tell me how you survived. There was a silence that seemed to go on forever. At last, the voice said,
I was off planet.
Leia nodded to herself. Han shook his head, mouthed the words, She's just repeating what you said. But the voice continued talking.
We were on the far end of our patrol circuit, at the outer rim of the system. The sensors picked up the blast wave. We tried to go back, to see for ourselves, but there were star destroyers in the system. We fled.
Leia wet her lips. The Aegis must have been boarded at some point after that by pirates, before it could reach an Alliance base or meet up with other surviving Alderaanian ships. But if there was one survivor of the crew aboard, there might be more. Who has control of the ship now? There was another hesitation. Then,
I do. I'm Captain Kayleen Mitara.
Leia's throat went dry. Of the House of Mitara?
Yes.
The word was almost breathless. Leia couldn't believe it. The Mitara family had served for generations as counselors and ambassadors in Alderaan's government. The ones who hadn't gone into planetary service had been teachers, researchers, physicians. This had to be a trick. How do I know you're not lying? She demanded, her voice coming out harsh and strained.
My mother was Geraine Mitara. Our family seat was in Crevasse City.
Mitara's voice rose in frustration.
Tell me who you are. I think I recognize your voice, but it can't be...
Leia had to be sure. What was your father's name? What was his last post?
His name was Staven, and he was an artist. It was my mother who was an administrator in the Education Council.
Mitara's voice hardened.
I've answered all your questions. Tell me who you are.
Han shook his head frantically at her. But Leia said, I'm Princess Leia Organa. The calm went silent. Ignoring Han's swearing, Leia said, Why did you attack that merchant ship? She couldn't believe the Aegis's crew had chosen this course voluntarily. There had to be some reason for it. Maybe they believed the merchant ship was working for the Empire.
We attacked it.
Mitara's words were clipped, harsh.
We attacked it because that's what we do to survive now.
An Alderaanian crew? Members of the Planetary Protection and Defense Force had turned pirate? A sick sensation grew in Leia's chest.
We intend to sell the cargo,
Mitara continued.
We won't hurt the crew.
Won't hurt the crew. Leia's vision almost whited out from pure anger. Only years of training and iron self-control kept her voice even. You've already harmed the crew. You know that, unless you muted their distress calls. Mitara didn't answer. Leia grimaced. The silence meant Mitara knew that her ship had already killed or injured some of the merchant's personnel. She took a deep breath, forcing her anger down. She didn't want to back Mitara into a corner. Not just yet. She tried again. Let the merchant ship go and we can talk about your situation. I can help you. This time there was no hesitation.
I can't let the ship go.
You can. Leia made herself sound calm rather than urgent. She shifted to put her back to Han, whose increasing agitation was interfering with her concentration. You're a free agent. You don't have to do anything. Let the ship go and we can...
Come to us.
What? Leia was taken aback. What do you mean?
Get in an escape pod. We'll guide you into the bay. We can talk on board.
Han moved so he could glare at her. Leia set her mouth in a grim line. She didn't need anyone to tell her what this sounded like. If the Aegis's crew had so abandoned the principles of Alderaan as to steal and kill nearly helpless civilians, then it was all too possible that they wouldn't shrink from kidnapping and ransoming an Alderaanian princess. I can't do that. You know why. The calm went silent again. Leia waited a long moment, torn among disgust, despair, and a final stubborn thread of hope that Mitara would change her mind. After one brief conversation with you, she asked herself. You're good, but not that good, Leia. Then the deck jolted underfoot, and she grabbed the back of Island's seat to steady herself. What? Han twisted back around to the pilot's board and hit the controls for their remaining sublight engine. The gamble shuddered, more of the readouts redlined, but there was no surge forward.
Blast it!
Did the engine go offline? Leia demanded. Confused, watching the sensors, Island said, We're caught in a tractor beam!
Yeah, we are.
Han quickly adjusted the controls, then eased back on the overstressed engine. With an ironic grimace, he said,
Looks like they decided they really want to see you, princess.
Alderaanian gunships don't have tractor beams, Leia said, baffled. But pirates do, she realized, and swore under her breath. She felt the sublight engine drop out as Han shut it down to keep the already damaged systems from overloading. I saw that they'd had the ship altered. I'm sorry. I didn't consider that they might have added a tractor beam.
I did, Han said. But we still should have been out of range. They've got an augmented tractor. Those are rare for a ship that size.
He threw her a grim look.
They must be really good at what they do. It's not easy to buy a toy like that.
Leia stared at the control board, thinking hard. We still have weapons. I don't suppose our shielding miraculously healed itself while we've been talking.
Yeah, no.
Han flicked through several status screens, wincing.
They take one shot at us and we're in pieces.
They haven't fired yet. Leia tapped her fingers on the console. If we wait until they pull us in for boarding, then fire all our cannons...
If we're lucky...
Han shook his head.
We'd go down fighting, that's all. We might take them with us.
Island touched his headset. He had been monitoring the station's comm frequency. The merchant's sublight engines are dead, and someone on board says they can't get them restarted. The station launched a rescue ship. The comm frequency clicked back on, and Mitara said,
Princess Leia.
Leia said, My crew tells me you must be excellent pirates to afford this sort of tractor beam. Congratulations on your new career path, Mitara. I'm sure your mother would have been very proud. The words came out with all the sarcasm Leia had been holding back, but there didn't seem much point in suppressing it. The Aegis had made its intentions clear. Mitara said,
I understand what this looks like, but we just want to talk.
Mitara had the upper hand, and Leia wasn't sure why she hadn't used it. I'd prefer to talk without my ship trapped in a tractor beam.
We want to talk here, face to face. Use an escape pod and we'll bring you on board. We have no intention of holding you prisoner or harming you in any way. You don't have to come alone.
Leia shook her head, mostly at herself. This was a terrible idea. If I do that, will you let both my ship and the merchant ship go? Island twisted around to stare incredulously. Han was trying to mouth something at her that was extremely critical of her mental faculties. She turned her back on both of them, listening intently. She heard Mitara's sharp intake of breath over the static. Then Mitara said,
Yes, Your Highness. I swear it. On my word as a Mitara.
Leia had to roll her eyes at that. On your word as a Mitara turned pirate, she thought. but she said, "Then I'll come to you."
"I know what you're thinking,"
Han said, and Leia's first impulse was to snap, "Of course you don't." Before she could react, he continued,
"But the fact that they used to be Alderaanian doesn't mean anything now. When they decided to take this ship and go pirate, they knew what they were doing. That's not a step an entire crew takes lightly. They knew they'd be welcomed by the Alliance, knew they could get help, get repairs, supplies, whatever they needed, just like all the others did, just for the asking. And they didn't ask. They didn't turn pirate by accident or because they had to. Just because you're here, just because they're sentimental enough to want to see you, doesn't mean anything."
So he did know what she was thinking.
Leia pulled the headset off and hung it on its hook. She had just made an all-ship announcement to inform the rest of the crew of the identity of the Aegis and of the Gamble's situation and what she intended to do about it. She could imagine General Willard's reaction and only hoped he didn't injure himself further trying to get out of bed. "I understand that," she said to Han, "but we don't seem to have a choice anymore. I can at least get the Gamble away and save the people on the merchant ship. I have to do this."
Your Highness?"
Aylin was still monitoring the other frequencies through the headset.
The Aegis just told the station controller that they'll blow up the merchant ship if the station's rescue ship doesn't stand down."
Leia's gaze went to the sensor screen again as Han climbed out of the pilot's seat. The station's rescue ship, a converted freighter fairly bristling with quad laser cannons, had been on a direct course for the merchant. It must have received the threat, because the sensors showed it breaking off its approach. It slowed and circled back while it was still out of weapons range of the Aegis.
"The station must think they're serious,"
Aylin added.
"That's because they are serious,"
Han said. Leia turned away. She had to hurry before the merchant's situation got any worse, before Mitara decided to fire on the Gamble to emphasize her demands. She climbed the access shaft with Han right behind her, and stepped out into the corridor to find herself facing Jarell, Cian, Kifar, Barani, and several other crew members who should all probably have been doing something else. They scattered out of her way as she strode past. Still moving down the corridor, Leia took rapid stock. Anticipating disembarking on the station, she had changed into a clean, dark shirt and put on her jacket, as well as her blaster belt and sidearm. Mitara hadn't said anything about coming aboard unarmed. Jarell followed her, his expression confused and almost hurt. He was an Alderaanian too, though his family had not been a prominent one, and he had spent most of his youth off-planet.
"Your Highness, you can't—"
"You didn't know any Mitaras, did you?" she asked him. "Perhaps when you were in school?"
"No, Your Highness."
He held out a comm link.
"But General Willard wants to speak to you."
Behind her, she heard a scuffle in the corridor, which she suspected was Han conscripting Barani to take over as Island's co-pilot. "Is that a secure comm link?" she asked Jarell.
"Yes, we thought you'd need one. It's set to connect to two others. I have one, and General Willard has the other."
Leia accepted the proffered comm link and heard the general asking,
"Leia, are you certain?"
"Yes, I'm certain I want to do this."
Jarell followed her, listening to her end of the conversation. She told the general,
"I don't have a choice, Vanden. Just because they know I'm on board doesn't mean they won't destroy this ship."
She took a deep breath.
"And maybe I can talk them into giving this up and joining the Alliance."
"Leia, they are traitors."
General Willard's voice was harsh.
"If they weren't, they would be with us already."
"They aren't traitors. We don't know that they've ever worked with the Empire."
Leia caught herself. If the Aegis had gone so far as to prey on civilian ships, they might have done anything. She finished,
"We don't know what they went through."
"We know what we went through,"
the general said. She took the small side corridor around to the ship's first array of escape pods.
Yes, I know that. Believe me, I know that.
And if you have another way out of this, I'd like to hear it. Willard was silent for a moment.
I can't lose you, too. Be careful, Leia.
Leia didn't want to be lost, but she felt she didn't have a choice at the moment. She would just have to see what options arose when she reached the Aegis.
Whatever happens, I can't let them keep using one of our ships this way.
She cut the connection and told Jor-El, General Willard will be in command while I'm gone, of course, but he'll need your help. Go to Auxiliary Control so you can relay his orders to Aylin.
Yes, Your Highness, Jor-El said,
and turned to obey. But he called after her.
Be careful!
Han took two long strides to catch up with her, shouldered past Jor-El and said,
I know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, too, Leia said, and congratulated herself on her even tone. She stopped at the first pod hatch and opened the control pad to initiate the automatic systems check. The pods were meant for the larger crew complement of the Gamble's pre-conversion state. Each one had room for 5 large passengers.
Yeah. You'll either talk them out of this or die trying.
Han leaned against the bulkhead beside her, his voice low and grim.
Or make sure they die trying.
Leia's hand froze on the control pad. It was odd that in this moment, it was Han, of all people, who seemed to understand what this meant to her. Keeping her voice low, too, she said, I can't let them keep doing this in Alderaan's name. I can't. If she couldn't talk Mitara into at least reconsidering her course, she would have to find out as much about the Aegis as she could, whether it meant to stay in this area and where it might go if it didn't, so it could be tracked down later. Han gazed down at her for so long that she started to feel uncomfortable. At last, he said, his voice cool and calm.
Then it's a good thing I'm going with you.
Before Leia could tell him he absolutely was not, Cian said, What? They didn't say she had to go alone? I'm going too. No, Leia began. You are not.
And me,
Kefar added.
I know how to jury-rig an escape pod to reattach in its berth. Might need me on the way back.
Exasperated, Leia said, We have no idea what these people truly want. It's too dangerous.
Princess, Cian said, It's probably more dangerous here. Besides, it won't look good if we let you go alone.
The diagnostics finished, and the round hatchway slid open. Inside, the pod's systems were powering on, the readouts on its control board lighting up. Leia had run out of time to argue.
All right, we'll go together.
She just hoped they didn't regret it. Chapter 4 The pod's inner hatch cycled with a whoosh, the air that had just been pumped into it mixing with the corridor's atmosphere. Han stepped inside, and Cian followed him. Kefar politely gestured for Leia to precede him. Leia stepped into the pod. It had 5 seats and a simplified control station that could pilot the occupants out of danger while they waited to be picked up by a rescue ship. It could even be set to make an emergency landing if necessary. The storage containers built into the walls would hold rations, medical gear, and other supplies. The upholstery smelled a little musty, but the pod didn't look as if it had ever been used. Han took the seat nearest the control station, and Leia sat across from him. As Cian strapped herself in, and Kefar sealed the hatch, Leia tapped the small comm board and hailed the Aegis. She said, Captain Mitara, I'm about to launch the pod. I have 3 crew members with me.
Copy that,
Mitara replied.
We're waiting for you.
Leia acknowledged that and signed off. Cian said,
did that sound a little creepy to anyone?
Checking the controls, Han said,
Yes.
Kefar nodded. Leia admitted, Just a little. She had no idea what was going on in Mitara's head. not an ideal position to be in when preparing for what would surely be a tense negotiation. She nodded to Han, who hit the launch sequence. There was a thump as the pod ejected from the cradle. Leia leaned back against the seat as the brief burst of acceleration pushed them away from the gamble. Once clear of the shelter of the ship, the pod fell into the tractor beam. Watching their approach through the small viewport, Leia saw that they were heading toward the Aegis's shuttle bay. Alderaanian gunships had all been equipped with two shuttles for use in rescue operations. Her jaw set. Now the pirates probably used them to board captive ships, she thought. Han had brought up the pod's limited sensor suite.
The tractor beam let the gamble go when it picked us up.
Good. Leia took the secure comm link out of her pocket to test it.
Careful,
Han said.
If they've had their systems juiced up, they might be able to break the lock and listen in.
I won't say anything they don't already know. Leia called the gamble and reached Jor-El immediately.
Tell Island to take the ship into the station's defensive perimeter.
There was a pause, and Leia knew he was relaying the command to General Willard. Then Jor-El replied,
We were going to wait here for you, Your Highness.
You can wait inside the defensive perimeter. That way you can't be used against me.
She was giving the Aegis what it had asked for. She didn't want Mitara to get the idea to ask for more and threaten the gamble again if Leia didn't comply. There was another pause, then,
Yes, Your Highness.
Leia breathed out in relief. The pod approached the shuttle bay, and the doors cycled open. A landing tractor caught the pod, drew it forward into the bay, then eased it into a docking cradle. Leia felt the rumble as the bay doors slid closed, and a few moments later the pod signaled that the bay had repressurized. Leia nodded toward the hatch. Open it. Kifar hesitated, and she added, If they wanted to kill us, they would have done it before now. At least she hoped so. Kifar gave her a resigned nod and hit the open sequence for the hatch. As they climbed out, Han caught Leia's arm to steady her. She didn't need it, but she appreciated the gesture. The bay wasn't large, but there was space for more pods on this level. Overhead, two sleek shuttles hung in launch cradles.
How many crew?
Han asked in a low voice.
The standard was 32 crew and officers. But the ships were designed to hold more, in case they had to transport evacuees off damaged ships, Leia whispered back.
So they could have taken on more once they turned pirate,
Han said. The inner bay doors opened, and five humans strode in, a woman in the lead. They weren't wearing Alderaanian uniforms, which was something of a relief to Leia. They wore the utilitarian clothing spacers usually favored, pants, shirts, and vests or jackets in grays or dark colors. If Leia had been planning a pirate career, she would have approved. Their outfits wouldn't get them a second look at any commercial port or station. They were also all wearing sidearms, and they all looked a little nervous. The woman in the lead was slim and elegant, with pale skin and short dark hair, and only a little taller than Leia. She stopped a few paces away and said,
Your Highness, I'm Captain Kayleen Mitara.
I'm sorry we have to meet under these circumstances, Captain Mitara. Leia was aware her voice was dry. She was finding it hard to maintain a calm, neutral demeanor in the face of Mitara's confident, professional appearance. Piracy apparently agreed with her. Now that I'm aboard, I'd like you to allow the station's rescue ship to tow the damaged merchant vessel into dock. Mitara answered so quickly that Leia knew she had anticipated the request.
I'm afraid I can't do that. We haven't had time to remove the merchant's cargo yet. And while you can vouch for your own ship's conduct, you can't control the station's picket ship. If I let it come close enough to take the merchant in tow, it will fire on us.
She was probably right about that, and Leia hadn't really expected a different answer. But it was a further test of her already stretched to the limit temper.
Very well, then. She wanted to add, and I hope not too many more of the people aboard the merchant ship die while we're having our lovely little chat.
but just managed to suppress it. Mitara seemed to realize she was perhaps not Leia's favorite person at the moment. She gave her a grave nod and said,
"Please come this way. We can talk more comfortably in the ship's lounge."
"Let's do that," Leia said. Her jaw was starting to ache from the tension of trying to keep her expression under control. She caught a wary look from Han. As Mitara led them through the bay blast doors and into the corridor, she said,
"We had heard rumors that you survived the destruction, but we weren't sure how much to believe of what was reported on the Imperial-controlled news services."
Her voice trembled a little, the first indication that she was aware of the awkwardness of the situation.
"I assume your ship is a rebel vessel."
"It has an alliance affiliation," Leia said, glad to see the hint of vulnerability. Vulnerability meant doubt, and if Leia was going to talk Mitara out of this, she needed a way past that polished demeanor. The last Alderaanian gunship Leia had been aboard was one of the survivors that had joined the Alliance. She knew they were all much the same, but it was still something of a shock to walk down the familiar corridors, to see how little had changed aboard this ship. The crew was obviously being careful with the maintenance, though there were a few signs of normal wear, like small tears and stains on the concussion padding around the blast doors, or mismatched metal finishes where the consoles had been repaired with different materials. She noticed that Mitara was taking them through the crew quarters and not past any of the engineering or weapons sections, and she wondered exactly what augmentations the ship had been given. At last, Mitara stopped before a doorway. Leaving her entourage in the corridor, she led her guests into what was obviously a crew lounge. Furnished with couches built back against the bulkheads and cabinets where games, readers, holosets, and other entertainment items would typically have been stored, the room was clean, kept as well as it would have been had the Aegis still been under the control of the Alderaanian Planetary Security Forces. Leia saw the ship's original commission plaque with the Alderaan Planetary Seal proudly displayed above the forward door, and had to grit her teeth. How could they live as pirates and keep that plaque on display, as if they still had any right to it? Two crew members waited for them in the lounge.
"This is my second in command, Danon Kelvin," Mitara said, gesturing. "And our engineer and weapons officer, Alia Tarai."
Leia realized again that she had been expecting people who looked more desperate, more affected by their decision to turn pirate. Tarai and Kelvin were both younger than Mitara. Tarai with very pale skin and blonde hair pulled severely back from her sharp features, and Kelvin slender and tall and dark-skinned with an earnest expression. Tarai's attitude made Leia think of a rebellious adolescent who had been caught in some act of disobedience, and Kelvin looked grave and uncomfortable. Leia saw the discomfort as a good sign. If Kelvin or any other members of the crew weren't as committed to this course as Mitara was, she might just have a chance to talk them around. Mitara invited them to sit down. Leia took a seat on one of the couches, and Han flopped down beside her, seemingly unconcerned. Tarai's gaze flicked over them suspiciously, and Leia tried to see her group through the other woman's eyes. Han, dangerous. Cian, cool and calm, and Kifar, stoic. Leia had no idea what she looked like. She suspected she just looked angry. She watched Mitara silently. She wasn't interested in exchanging pleasantries, especially as there was no telling how much this delay might already be hurting the injured aboard the merchant ship. She waited to hear what Mitara wanted to say. Mitara broke the silence abruptly.
"We didn't watch Alderaan be destroyed and then suddenly decide to become pirates. That isn't what happened."
Leia inclined her head slightly. "What did happen?" Mitara took a deep breath.
"We were in the outer perimeter of the system. We intercepted some Imperial transmissions and realized that an attack was taking place. We set a course for Alderaan but didn't arrive in time. We never actually saw the Death Star."
Her expression tightened at the name, as if it still cost her something to say it aloud. Leia knew how that felt.
Our sensors and communications were taken out by the blast wave, and we had to stop and make repairs. We had no idea what had happened at first. Then we were finally able to make our way back and picked up the edge of the debris field. It was a terrible moment.
Watching Mitara intently, Leia realized that the captain had thought a lot about how she would explain what had happened, though it was doubtful that she had ever cast Leia in the role of the person she would be explaining it to. Perhaps she had rehearsed the speech in her thoughts, imagining herself justifying her actions to her commanding officer, or one of her parents, or a mentor. That didn't bode well. It meant that Mitara had been shoring up her defenses for a long time. When Leia didn't respond, Calvin said,
"Everyone on the crew had lost everyone. Everything. Our families came from Chianar, Aldera."
At the mention of the Alderaanian capital, he shifted in embarrassment and looked away, as if suddenly remembering who Leia was. That she had lost everyone, too.
Her voice a challenge, Tarai said, "Where were you, Your Highness, when it happened?"
"I was aboard the Death Star," Leia said, keeping her tone cool, hoping she was betraying nothing. She had rehearsed this, too, and performed it so often she could do it as evenly as if she were speaking of some minor diplomatic incident.
Tarai stared, and Mitara's brow knit.
Aghast, Calvin said,
"I thought that was a rumor."
"There are many rumors about what happened, but that one is true." "I escaped," she said, not looking at Han. "Not long after. I was on Yavin 4 when the Death Star was destroyed." But Leia wanted them to keep talking about themselves, not her. "What did you do then?" Mitara rubbed her palms on her pants.
"We detected some other surviving ships on the outer edges of the system. They told us they knew where to make contact with the Alliance, that they were going to join it to fight the Empire. My crew discussed it and..."
Her expression hardened.
"We felt it was Alderaan's association with the Alliance that led to its destruction."
She spoke the words as if she expected an argument. Leia said, "That is certainly true. Is that why you decided not to join the Alliance?"
"Yes."
Mitara lifted her chin. Leia's failure to argue the point had clearly thrown her off her prepared speech, and her tone turned defensive.
"We wanted to fight the Empire on our own terms."
Leia wanted to ask how attacking traitors with no Imperial affiliations qualified as fighting the Empire, but she managed to refrain. "This was a decision you all agreed with?" She wanted to find out if there had been any dissent among the crew at that point. From the way Tarai and Calvin both looked at Mitara to see what their response should be, she felt the answer was probably no.
Tarai said, "If Alderaan had kept to its principles of peace and neutrality, the Empire would not have attacked."
"And if the Empire had not been corrupt, venal, and determined to destroy any hint of resistance, the Empire would not have presented a threat to Alderaan's peace in the first place," Leia thought. This was not an argument she wanted to have again, but she seemed perpetually doomed to repeat it. Her punishment for surviving, perhaps. Alderaan was too powerful, too influential. Sooner or later, the Empire would have found a reason to attack us, no matter how peaceful and neutral we claimed to be. She met Mitara's gaze. "And becoming a pirate is an odd way to embrace the principles of peace and neutrality," she added deliberately. "Pirates are one of the chief suppliers of the slave trade currently flourishing under the Empire." She had been trying to halt the trade in sentient species since she had first become a senator, and she probably knew more about it than the soulless bastards who profited from it. If Mitara thought she could operate as a pirate and somehow keep her hands clean of the slave trade, she was a fool. Tarai bristled.
"We would never stoop to that. That's not what we're..."
Mitara stopped her with a glance. She told Leia,
"We have never sold crews into slavery. We do not take captives."
"Then what do you do with the people left alive on the ships you target?" The question hung in the air a moment. Then Mitara said,
We leave them aboard. After we've gone, they can call for assistance if their systems are too damaged to repair. All we're interested in are the cargoes.
It was naive at best, and Leia was sure Mitara must be aware of that on some level. There were bound to be casualties. The crews of the targeted ships would believe they were fighting for their lives and freedom, and they wouldn't hold back. And there had to be ships too damaged to repair, for whom help didn't arrive in time. Not to mention the loss of property that could send small shipping concerns and merchant companies into financial ruin. "It's a hard way to make a living," Leia said, an edge of irony in her tone. Leia meant that it was hard on the victims, but Mitara said,
"Believe me, we're all too aware of that. At first, all we were concerned with was survival."
Han said suddenly,
"There are a lot of jobs you could take on with a ship like this. Hauling freight or guarding merchant trade routes and backwater systems is boring, but you can live on it."
Leia didn't glance at him. She knew that pirates often preyed on smugglers the same way they preyed on legal shipping, and that it was likely that Han had had personal experience with their depredations. And Han had had to scramble to make a living in the murkier margins of the galactic trade routes. That Mitara professed not to be able to survive with this ship and her loyal, well-trained crew must be like a slap in the face. But Leia would have preferred him to stay out of the conversation, mostly because she was worried enough about her own penchant for sarcasm and didn't have the time at the moment to worry about Han's.
"That's what we did at first," Kelvin told him. "We also hired out as a picket ship for small trading posts, but..."
He glanced at Mitara again.
"We encountered Imperials."
Leia suspected that "encountered Imperials" was a diplomatic way to describe whatever had happened. She had dealt with her own overwhelming moments of rage after Alderaan, though watching the Death Star be destroyed had helped. She suspected that what Kelvin meant was that Captain Mitara had let her rage come before the good of her crew and ship.
"We wanted peace, but it turned out we wanted revenge more," Mitara said.
"Yes, there's that we again."
"So you were recognized and attacked as an Alderaanian ship?" Leia asked. "Or you fired on Imperial ships?"
She was certain now that she knew what had happened. Mitara had stepped up as a strong leader, a source of security and stability at a time when everything familiar and safe had been wrenched away in the most painful way possible. The crew would have drawn closer together, formed even tighter bonds and more intimate relationships than before. Mitara wasn't the captain of this ship. She was the head of a family. She might listen to the others' opinions, but the final decision was hers, and they wouldn't go against her. This was going to be even more difficult than Leia had anticipated, and it wasn't as if she had ever thought it would be easy. Mitara ignored Leia's questions.
"We discovered the local Imperial governor had trading concerns, and we attacked the freighters he owned. After that, we had to leave the area. We came here because we had heard there were opportunities to strike at Imperial shipping."
Leia hadn't heard of much Imperial shipping in this part of the Mid-Rim. If there had been, the Empire would have a larger presence here, and the local traders wouldn't be such easy prey for pirates. Before she could reply, Kiffar said,
"That merchant you hit is from an agricultural trader. How is that striking at Imperial shipping?"
He was right, but Leia didn't need any help, and she didn't want anyone changing the subject but her. She caught his eye, and he leaned back, his mouth grim. Mitara frowned, but not at Kiffar. It was clear the merchant ship was a sore point, but Leia couldn't tell why. She didn't think it was the moral failure that concerned Mitara. Mitara said,
"That is in the nature of an obligation."
Leia lifted her brows. Attacking the ship was an obligation? She didn't like the sound of that. How? A ship's alarm rang out over the comm system, and everyone flinched. Mitara pushed to her feet and moved a few steps away to take a comm link out of her jacket pocket. Leia watched Mitara speak quietly and then listened to the answer. Tarai and Kelvin watched their captain worriedly. Han leaned over and whispered to Leia,
"If it's that Imperial Corvette, we could be in trouble."
Cian and Kifar leaned in to listen, Kifar frowning. If it was the Corvette, that meant someone who knew their movements was reporting to the Imperials. There was no other way the Imperial ship could have found them again so quickly. Leia started to say, "If it is..." Mitara turned around and said,
"Please excuse me a moment, Your Highness."
She jerked her chin at Tarai and Kelvin, who both stood and hurriedly followed Mitara as she strode out through the forward door. The door sealed behind her, and Han, Kifar, and Cian all drew breath to speak. Leia held up a hand to stop them and glanced at the door into the corridor. Two of the crew members who had escorted them up from the hangar bay still waited out there, facing away from the lounge. She took out her comlink and, keeping her voice very low, said,
"Gamble, come in. What's happening out there?"
"Princess, another ship just entered the system and is heading for us at attack speed."
Jarell sounded agitated.
"It's not Imperial, but we can't read the ID and the sensors say it's heavily armed."
"It's another pirate," Han said.
Cian was startled. "How do you know?" Han shrugged.
"This sector is lousy with pirates. It might be a heavily armed root crop freighter coming to the other traders' rescue, but the odds are against it."
Leia told Jarell,
"Get the Gamble out of there. Head toward the station and dock."
"But no, Your Highness, what about..."
Leia cut across the protest.
"You can come back for us later. We can't risk the ship."
There was a hesitation at the other end, and Leia knew Jarell was checking with General Willard.
"Blast it," she muttered. "You think this pirate is working with the Aegis?"
Kifar asked.
"I know that out in the Tingel Arm, they say pirates work in big groups, almost fleets." "It's possible,"
Han said, most of his attention on Leia and the comlink. Jarell replied,
"Yes, Your Highness. We'll take the ship into the station now."
Han sat back, visibly relieved, and Cian muttered,
"Finally."
Leia agreed. She slipped the comlink back into her pocket as the forward blast door slid open. Kelvin stepped out and said,
"Your Highness, Captain Mitara has asked if you would please join her on the bridge."
Leia stood, and Han, Cian, and Kifar stood with her. Kelvin added,
"Just you, please, for security reasons only."
Leia hesitated a beat, but Mitara had still left them with their weapons. She turned to Han, whose expression suggested he thought they should perhaps use those weapons. She said firmly, "Wait here, and don't do anything rash." Han lifted a brow.
"Define rash."
Leia defined rash as just about everything Han did.
"Just wait."
She followed Kelvin through some short corridors and onto a raised observation area above the Aegis's bridge. Tarai stood at the railing, watching the activity below with her brow furrowed in worry. Leia spotted Mitara seated at the comm station, wearing a headset and having what was obviously a tense conversation with whoever was on the frequency. Some of the consoles, including the weapons console, Leia noted, had been replaced with units and boards that didn't match standard issue. She didn't think they were repairs. She assumed they were tied into the ship's augmented systems. They would have had to install controls for the tractor beam and whatever weapons systems had been added. From where she stood, she had a good view of the image on one of the sensor holoscreens. The approaching ship had the outline of a large cargo hauler, but gun ports had been added both above and below the bridge, and there was extra bulk built up around the module where the cargo doors should have been. Leia looked at Kelvin.
"What ship is that?"
Kelvin was distinctly uncomfortable.
"It was sent by our benefactor in this area."
"Your benefactor?" Leia repeated. "The benefactor who paid for all this extra equipment? The tractor beam? Augmented weapons?" Kelvin seemed to be trying not to wince.
"Yes, Your Highness."
Leia had the impression that Kelvin didn't approve of the arrangement, at least not entirely. She wondered if, despite his misgivings, he hadn't protested. Or if he had, and Mitara just hadn't listened to him. Prodding for information, she said, "Not an Imperial, I presume." It was Tarai who answered.
"No, of course not."
She hesitated, then added,
"The ship is from a pirate fleet. They have a base near here."
Leia swore in realization, drawing a startled look from Kelvin.
"An organization of pirates supplied you with these altered systems, and now you owe them service."
Suddenly, Mitara's attitude toward the merchant ship's cargo made a lot more sense. Tarai shook her head, reminding Leia of a sulky teenager.
"It's not like that. It's a business arrangement."
"Business arrangement, for the love of—"
"Do these other pirates operate by your principles, or do they sell captured crews into slavery?"
Leia managed not to put too much sarcastic emphasis on the word principles.
"Or did you not bother to ask?"
She saw Tarai's expression turn bleak for an instant and thought, "So the answer is yes." That was hardly a surprise. Tarai said,
"We don't have to act as they do. Once we've fulfilled our obligations, we can leave."
"Yes. A great many people have said that when accepting arrangements with the Empire," Leia said dryly. Tarai's whole body stiffened in offense, and even the more level-tempered Kelvin looked away, his hands tightening on the railing. Before either could reply, Mitara pulled her headset off and stood so abruptly that the bridge crew stared at her. Leia saw the captain take a deep breath for self-control, saw the tension leave her shoulders, and her posture return to confident and calm. Mitara was good at this. But then, if she hadn't been good at it, this crew wouldn't be here right now. Mitara crossed the bridge to climb the few steps to the observation area. Though her face was still cool and neutral, Leia could read in the slight tightening at the corners of her eyes that what she had to report wasn't good news.
"They told me what that ship is," Leia said. "What does it want from you?"
"They want us to come with them, as we said we would."
Mitara projected calm, but the underlying strain was just barely evident.
"I told them we hadn't had time to take the merchant ship's cargo, and they said they were taking the entire ship. If we don't comply, I know they'll fire on us, and we're outgunned."
She turned to Leia.
"I'm sorry. I meant to keep my word to you, but I can't now. And if we let you leave in the pod, or even give you one of our shuttles, they'll have you before you can reach the station's perimeter."
Leia pressed her lips together to keep from saying the first thing that came to mind. Or the second. Her secure comm link would be out of range as soon as the Aegis left the vicinity of Arnott Station, so she and the others were on their own. She couldn't afford to alienate Mitara now. She settled on, "That merchant ship has injured crew members, and you know what pirates will do with them." For a moment, real anguish flashed across Mitara's face.
"I know, and I didn't mean for this to happen. Believe me, I never intended—"
She shook off her distress, and an instant later was the calm professional again. She turned back to the railing and ordered,
"Thoman, the Wastrel will be tractoring the merchant in and locking onto it. Prepare to follow them into hyperspace."
Despite the coolness with which Mitara gave the order, she was clearly conflicted, and that gave Leia her first real hope that the Aegis could be saved. She pressed the advantage. "Did you tell the pirates that I'm aboard?" If Mitara thought there was some sort of honor among thieves code among pirates, that they wouldn't sell Leia and the others out to the Empire at the first opportunity. Mitara looked honestly startled, as if the thought had never occurred to her.
"No, of course not. I can't avoid going with them now, but once we can leave, I'll bring you and your people back here, or wherever you can rendezvous with your ship."
She added,
"If you don't trust us, and believe me, I understand why you wouldn't, I can drop you off at a safe commercial port where your ship can meet you."
"I see. Thank you." Leia felt the tightness in her chest ease. Mitara's words had the ring of truth. Someone who wasn't planning to release them wouldn't worry about the details of how to get Leia back to her ship. Mitara had felt she had to see Leia in person because, whether she realized it or not,
She wanted to justify her behavior to someone who represented the Alderaanian planetary security forces and civil authority that she had once served. Leia didn't think Mitara had gotten what she needed out of their meeting, but it was clear Mitara didn't want her hurt or captured either. She thought Mitara had gotten in over her head, and that Mitara knew it, but saying so now would be a terrible mistake. Leia had been looking for a common ground with the Aegis's crew, a way to put them all on the same side so further negotiation would be possible. This could be her best chance. Do you trust these pirates? Mitara glanced at Tarai and Kelvin. Tarai's shoulders hunched uncomfortably. Kelvin's expression was grave. He said,
"We didn't have much of a choice. They claimed we were poaching on their territory, that we had to join them or leave. And we needed repairs we couldn't pay for. If we didn't accept their help, we would have had to sell the ship for scrap."
He shrugged helplessly.
"I don't know what we would have done then."
Leia knew. The crew would have had to break up, drift off, look for other ways to survive. People who had lost everything would lose one another, too. Mitara admitted,
"I trust them to hunt us down and destroy us if we don't fulfill our end of this bargain."
Leia lifted a brow. "Perhaps I can help you with that." Mitara stared at her.
"What do you mean?"
"I'm not sure yet. I need to know more about your situation. But I have a great deal of experience in talking my way out of tough corners." Leia added deliberately, "You may not be as trapped as you think." Chapter 5. After the Aegis went into hyperspace, Kelvin led Leia back to the lounge. As she stepped in, the others were already on their feet, giving the impression that the door sliding open had just interrupted a particularly intense conversation. From their expressions, especially Han's, the fact that the ship had gone into hyperspace had not escaped anyone's attention. Kelvin hesitated, as if he felt all the awkwardness of the situation but had no idea what to do about it. He just nodded to Leia and left, letting the door slide shut behind him.
"What happened?"
Han demanded. Leia explained briefly, keeping her voice quiet. When she finished, Han said,
"You know how much trouble we could be in here."
"Yes, I know, Han, but thank you very much for pointing out the obvious," Leia said with some asperity. "I think we could also have an excellent opportunity." Han clapped a hand over his eyes.
"You mean an opportunity to recruit this crew?"
Cian asked dubiously.
"It's certainly a possibility."
Leia knew she sounded more confident about that than the situation warranted, but if she didn't believe in the Aegis's crew, no one would. "This is going to give me time to talk with them, and if I can help them get out of this situation..."
"The situation of being in debt to some pirate lord and headed to his base with us aboard their ship?"
Han said, annoyingly accurate.
"That situation?" "Surely they won't betray the princess,"
Kifar said.
"I mean, they're pirates, but they're still Alderaanians."
Han gave Kifar a withering look.
"It's hilarious that you believe that."
Cian didn't look happy, but said,
"We're stuck here with them. We might as well make the best of it."
Before Han could respond, Mitara walked into the lounge, accompanied by Tarai and Kelvin. Leia asked her,
"Where exactly are we going, Captain?" "To a meeting place for the pirates in this area," Mitara told her. "They call it a clearinghouse."
"A what?" Cian asked, but Leia had heard the term before. She explained, "Pirates come from other sectors, places with richer trade routes. They bring their stolen cargoes and trade or sell them at the clearinghouse to fences and dealers or other pirates. They would also bring captive crew and passengers here to sell them far away from wherever they had originally been taken prisoner." Leia kept her voice cool by habit, but she was thinking that this explained a great deal about the level of pirate activity in this sector.
"That's correct."
Mitara rubbed her palms together,
distracted and clearly still uneasy.
We haven't been there before, and I haven't met their leader. Our arrangement was made through intermediaries, who gave me access to the funds to have the modifications made. They also gave us the location of a shipyard that wouldn't ask questions.
But why do they have a clearinghouse here?
Kifar asked.
What's the attraction? The attraction is that this place is too backwater for the Empire to do anything but collect taxes,
Han answered.
And there's no local patrols or militia to worry about, just a few armed merchants and farmers.
Mitara remained focused on Leia.
You said you could help us. How? Were you suggesting that you pay our debt?
She looked troubled by the thought. And what would you want in return? Tarai put in, clearly skeptical. Leia ignored her. She knew the Alliance had no spare funds to pay off the Aegis's debt, and she wanted to avoid handing over money to pirates and slavers. That wasn't what I had in mind. But if I can convince the pirates that we have something to offer them worth more than your service, and if we can get them to release the merchant crew and then let us leave, I don't know if it's possible, but it's worth a try. Han stared incredulously at her, but Mitara was nodding slowly.
You're going to lie to them, in other words? Tarai asked. Break our agreement with them?
Mitara gave the younger woman a cold look that suggested she had heard about all she needed to from Tarai. But Leia said,
When it comes to trying to stop a crew of innocent bystanders from being sold into slavery, yes, I'm happy to lie with the best of them.
Leia had hoped for an opportunity to speak to the other Aegis crew members, so she was pleased when she and the others were invited to eat with Mitara and the rest of the off-duty crew in the ship's galley. The table in the compartment was only large enough for one shift, but it seemed as if everyone who didn't fit had crammed into the two corridors and the doorways that accessed the galley, listening intently to the conversation. Leia suspected that Mitara was fairly expert at gauging her crew's mood, and knew that denying them the opportunity to see and speak to Leia would only foster dissent. Also, Leia didn't want Mitara to think she was trying to sway the loyalty of her crew.
Well, I am, but I'm not planning a mutiny.
Leia had seen enough as the crew assembled for dinner to know that they weren't afraid of Mitara. They obviously liked her and trusted her. Trying to drive a wedge between them and their captain would be as ineffective as it would be cruel. The situation was a tricky one. Leia felt she had made some progress with Mitara, getting her to admit that making the deal with the pirate clearinghouse had been a mistake. It gave them a goal in common, and Leia wanted Mitara to keep thinking of her as an ally and not an enemy. She didn't want to lose that ground. It might not be possible to convince Mitara to join the Alliance, but maybe Leia could convince her to abandon piracy and find a more legitimate occupation somewhere far from here. She had conducted some negotiations in the Senate under her father's tutelage that were almost as personal and delicate, and she was going to have to use every trick he had showed her. The food was only the usual uncreative shipboard rations, and Leia ate without paying much attention to it. She spent her time answering questions from the crew and listening as they spoke, tentatively at first and then with more confidence, about Alderaan. Then one of the crew asked her,
But what were you doing out here, Your Highness?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that, Leia said, with a slight smile to soften her reply.
You mean you're here on Alliance business?
Someone nudged him and he said hastily,
I'm sorry, I just didn't think, I assumed...
That I was a figurehead? A symbol? Leia said. She got that a lot, and it wasn't as if Mon Mothma and the other members of the Alliance High Command hadn't tried to make it clear that that was how they preferred it. Leia knew that being a symbol was part of her duty to the Alliance, but she wasn't sure Mothma and the others really understood what they were asking of her. Unlike living, breathing people, figureheads were made of stone and incapable of mistakes. Leia wasn't certain how long she could bear that weight. Failure at some point seemed inevitable, and she hated to fail.
I didn't think they let you do anything dangerous, the young man persisted,
then winced in embarrassment when someone,
probably Kelvin, judging from the angle, kicked him under the table.
Leia heard Cian make a quiet snort of derision, obviously remembering their moment of near-explosive decompression on the Gamble's bridge. She glanced up at Han, who was giving her a look that was so sardonic she almost snorted herself.
"Well," she said dryly, "the Imperial Senate was always fairly dangerous,"
and used the moment to segue into a funny story about a junior senator's aide who had climbed down a maintenance shaft to avoid Senator Palpatine. At the end of the meal, with the tension eased and the crew talking more naturally among themselves, Leia caught Mitara watching her with an expression she couldn't quite read. She wondered if the captain regretted bringing her aboard, if she thought Leia might already be gaining too much influence over the crew. Leia decided she was going to have to keep her efforts subtle, at least until she had more of a chance to work on Mitara herself. Leia and Han were on the bridge observation platform when the Aegis came out of hyperspace. Cian and Kifar were back in the lounge, but Han had insisted he accompany Leia when Kelvin came to take her to the bridge. Leia hadn't objected. She wanted his opinion, and she wanted to encourage any situation that allowed them to move more freely around the gunship. Mitara still seemed to be easing into the idea of seeing them as allies, and Leia wanted to keep